Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program that's tuning in through 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com, either through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. This afternoon, we have a guest with us that was actually supposed to be on the show a couple of months ago, but we had some technical issues. They were gracious enough to reschedule with us, so they're joining us this afternoon. Brian Anderson Payne is the guest. He's a recording artist and author, but more than anything, he's really a minister that has been able to share an important message, I think, that all of us need to hear. He's here to talk to us a little bit about that message, also about his book, Failure Ain't Final, as well as we're going to be listening to music from his album, The Music of the Message. Brian, welcome to Conversations Live.
Thank you, Cyrus. Really good to be here with you, man.
Well, glad to have you on with us, man. And again, thank you for being patient with us and rescheduling with us after we had those technical issues a couple months ago. We, you know, definitely glad you could join us. Let's start by talking about the way you've been used, because I think this is a big part of your life. When people go to your website, I think they'll see you have really, you know, made your life about spreading not only the message of God, but also ministering to people where they are. What has it been like for you to be used the way that you have been?
You know, to make a really, really long story as short as possible, I think it's been great, it's been costly, nevertheless great. I think that, you know, we have different stages of life. So we might be used in one way at a particular stage, but then circumstances change it to something else at another stage. And at this stage, though it's been some painful teachers going on, it's really great. I wouldn't trade it, because things would be all off. So it's great to be at this space.
Right. Now, you know, I think we all know, Brian, we talk about on this show really all the time, how all of us have a calling on our lives. It's really up to us to not only accept that, but to walk in that calling. When did you recognize the calling for you? When did you know that God had something important for you to do?
You know, it's kind of weird, because sometimes we as children, we tend to mock what we see our parents doing. So a lot of us that come from generations of preachers, sometimes we end up in certain arenas and, you know, we blame it on a call, or sometimes it's coincidental, a lot of different pieces that go in. So I did what I thought was on me to do, and it wasn't until later that I realized this was actually something that was destined. So as a child, I was, you know, preaching my little bubblegum messages and all of that. But later you start to go through certain experiences and you start to see the impact that's made, and you find out, wait a minute, these are the shoes that I'm supposed to be wearing. So, you know, a revelation over time.
You know, and I think that's something I think people all over, Brian, can relate to. I mean, I think, you know, we all kind of go through that pain when it becomes real. You know, when we just really know, we're not guessing. You know, people can tell us, oh, you look like a minister, or you know, you sound like a minister. But there comes a point when you know you have been commissioned to be a minister. So when you think about then, I asked you about, of course, the way you've been used. When you think about the impact, because I think when you're able to see how a message that's been allowed to come through you affects other people, can you explain that for us in words? Can you put it in words for us what it's like to see how the message you've been given has been able to impact other people?
You know, at this point, Cyrus, it wasn't something that I was trying to do. You know, at this point, I deal a lot with holding the hand of whoever it is to walk through any kind of situation they've gone through. Now, I didn't wake up one day and say, you know, hey, I want to grab the misfit and walk with them. No, I woke up one day as the misfit, you know, and looked around and I was like, you know, what about a greater group of people to hold my hand and walk with me through this? And then when you survive certain things, you decide, hey, I'm going to be what I really wanted to see. I'm going to be that. So it wasn't a decision to, I think I'm going to go after this. No, it was being what I needed to see.
Got you. Got you. Because you knew firsthand then, I mean, what it was like. And I think that is, you know, you and I talked briefly before we went live here, and I think a lot of people out there, Brian, they have really just been beaten down by this world that we're living in. You know, they either because of situations at home, they've been told what they aren't, what they can't be. Even, you know, when they've tried to do things, you know, have not always gotten the response that they wanted, you know, may have felt as though they failed. You know, one of the things that you've done as I was introducing you, you're not only a recording artist, you're also an author. Talk to us about the book Failure Ain't Final and what led you to write it.
Failure Ain't Final, you know, like I keep saying, there are a whole bunch of things that I just did not decide to do. You realize they're being done. Failure Ain't Final was the result of me surviving failures. In this particular case, it was a lot of emotional things, a lot of marital things, a lot of spiritual things with church and relationship and all that stuff. You hit these mistakes and you feel like you're dying, but what the book has shown me and what I try to share is the message that I have learned and am learning that if you choose to continue, if you choose to move forward after whatever mistake it is, if you can give God a yes, you can survive it. You can live through it. It's not final.
Exactly.
It really isn't.
Exactly. And just that one message there, Brian, is something that will literally change someone's life. I mean, to know that just because you messed up, that does not mean that you are a mess up. It doesn't mean that you are finished. And because that, of course, is what the enemy would want us to believe, that, you know, because things didn't turn out the way we thought they should, then that means that it all is lost. But I think, you know, I was on your website and I kind of laughed to myself because in watching the trailer, Brian, you would think it's a major motion picture that you're watching the trailer for. It's a book. You know, you put a lot into this. And, you know, I know you said, you know, there are some things that you don't go out to do. But, I mean, people who put a book out, you know, they do want people to read it. The response that you've gotten, talk to us about that and how that has encouraged you.
The wonderful thing, Cyrus, about the response from the book is I'm extremely transparent and, you know, I'm just kind of out there with all of the issues of life. And the great response is when people say, hey, you know what, I felt like nobody felt like this. I felt like I was the only person that ever felt like this. I felt like I was the only person in ministry or in church that never felt like, you know, I must always be off. I'm never doing it the way God wants. I felt like nobody would understand. And to hear you write the stuff that you wrote or to hear you say the things that you say, it lets me know I'm not the only one. And that right there, Cyrus, gives extreme purpose to me because that's a goal. I don't care what we've done. We shouldn't feel like we are the only ones that have ever been there. And so
right.
That response that you made me feel like I'm not alone is great. It's the goal.
Right. Well, for those that are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. Brian Anderson Payne is my guest. He's a recording artist, an author, but also a minister who has been able to share a very powerful message, as you just heard him say there. One of the things he's done is written a book called Failure Ain't Final. He was just talking a little bit about that. But, you know, music is one of those things that I think regardless of who we are, Brian, it reaches us no matter where we might be, no matter who we are. You know, talk to us about music in your life, because I would have to imagine that as a music lover, you know, music has been able to reach you as well. Talk to us about what it's been like for you to go from someone who has been impacted by music to become someone who now makes music that makes an impact.
Well, I mean, I think music is one of the greatest tools we have. You know, all of us have heard the phrase over and over again. It's the universal language of love. So it doesn't matter, you know, what your nationality is, you know, music is going to have some kind of way that it impacts you. It plays with our emotions. It makes us laugh or makes us cry or takes us back in our minds 20 years or, you know, so to be able to have the gift from God where you can manipulate that and you can take people from a sad place to a happy place with something that came out of you, that is amazing to me. I see it as a really, really big deal. Some people are like, dude, you're really tripping on this. But, no, that is amazing to be able to play things and affect somebody's countenance. I mean,
right.
that is amazing to me. Pictures, I'm not so sure that pictures do that. Or if you build a house, I'm not so sure that that will, you know, necessarily change somebody's outlook on life. But music can significantly change the way we view stuff. And for those of us that can do that, man, that's a serious gift from God. You know, I just see it that way.
Yeah. Well, one of the projects you've done, Brian, is the Music of the Message. One of the tracks on that I was listening to yesterday that I got was Working on Me. Talk to me about that song, how it came about.
You know, I guess I get in trouble a little bit for being really, really open and honest about stuff, you know. Even on this side of the cross, you know, even after being saved, there's still some stuff that there's going to be like, oops, where did that come from? Or, you know, how did that come out of me? I'm a Christian. Do I? Well, hey, look, there are going to be some things that are always popping up on this side. But nevertheless, he's still working on us. You know, he's still pulling out what we all want to see within ourselves.
Exactly. What we're going to do, Brian, we're going to listen to that single, Working on Me, from the album, The Music of the Message. When we come back, we're going to talk about your upcoming work, what our listeners can expect from you and what they should be looking forward to from you.
Cool. Looking forward to that, man.
Again, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking with recording artist and author Brian Anderson Payne. Here is Working on Me from The Music of the Message. We'll be right back with more conversations. Stay with us.
Giving up, but the Lord said you can. You have a
working on me from the project, The Music of the Message, from, of course, Brian Anderson Payne. Brian is joining us live here on the program, talking to us not only about this experience he's been able to have, being able to provide great music like that. Also, he's the author of the book, Failure Ain't Final. Brian, I mentioned that is from the project, The Music of the Message. Talk to us, though, about what you've been working on recently and what our listeners will be looking forward to.
Well, actually, I took a big turn from the kind of music that I was doing. You notice, even though it's not really traditional gospel that we were listening to, I kind of went quite a bit further outside the box. And, I mean, just, you know, not to offend anyone, but I think the direction that I took this time was much more of a fisherman's direction. You know, a lot of times we that are in the gospel industry, you know, sometimes I recall saying things like I'm doing music to find the seeker, or, you know, a lot of times we said we're doing music that would touch those that don't know God. But then if the music was kind of wrapped in the in that style of music that only, you know, Christians or churchgoers would listen to, it's kind of going to be kind of hard to you know, reach outside of that avenue. So this time, you know, I got really, really outside the Christian music box, and I kept the message, of course, but the music goes quite a bit outside the box.
Right. Well, you know what? And I think that's something that we, you know, and we talk about this also in this program, Brian. You know, we sometimes, and I, in fact, you know what? It was a recording artist that came on this program this year, and she said it in a way that I totally agree. She says, you know, we're the ones who try to put God in the box. That sometimes,
right,
especially as Christians, we try to say, well, this is the way that God is supposed to be presented. When, you know, who is to make that determination? And I think
that
is the thing. And, you know, and I think regardless of how the message is presented, the important thing is that it gets to where it needs to go.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
I think, yeah, and I think, you know, artists like yourself are willing to do that. You know, Israel Houlton's another one of those artists is not afraid to push the boundaries and to be able to reach people where they are. And I think that's one of the things that a lot of times I think we try to make it easy for us so that we don't have to kind of push too far. And try to draw people to what's comfortable for us. But I think when people like yourself are willing to do that, you know, to go to another place, you know, and still keep that message, I think that's the important thing. So, I mean, as far as the new music, can you let our listeners know when they can go to hear something or when they can expect it?
Actually, there is a video from the project. The project is simply titled 8, and there's a video that we just recorded maybe a week or so ago called The Worst Is Over. And so we're releasing that video in about 2 weeks. And 2 weeks after that, which is about 4 weeks from now, we're releasing the whole project. So,
okay,
you know, in this day and time, we can do everything digitally, and it's everywhere. So
right,
about 4 weeks, we're ready to go.
Okay. All right. So let our listeners know where they can find out more information about you, Brian, and where they can bookmark to be able to stay in contact with you about the new Project 8.
Well, certainly you can go to the website, Failure Ain't Final. All of us, we stay all over the Facebook pages, and, you know, you got to do social media today.
Right.
Certainly the music is in iTunes and all of the digital sites, and we try to make sure it stays out there with you.
All right. So, again, you can go to the website, Failure Ain't Final, to be able to find Brian. Brian is also on Facebook and Twitter, as he mentions there. Is it BAP Project on Twitter, Brian?
It's the BAP Project.
Okay. All right. So they can definitely find you there. And then, of course, like I mentioned, the Facebook as well. So, you know, Brian, congratulations to you again. And thank you again for coming on the program. We appreciate you working with us to get this rescheduled. And, you know, it's been great to be able to share this message. I think, again, the important thing is not to allow people to, you know, to write you off, that, you know, it's not over until God says it's over. And failure, as Brian says, it does not have to be final. Just because you made a mistake, that doesn't have to be the end. So, Brian, continued success to you. We look forward to you coming back and discussing more about the Project 8 with us.
Thank you, Cyrus.
All right, man. Thank you. Now, if you came in late and missed any part of the conversation, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. Again, it's www.conversationsliveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with me on Facebook or follow me on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. Just go to facebook.com/CAWeb4, that's C-A-W-E-B-B, the number 4, and on Twitter you can find me at Cyrus Webb, that's C-Y-R-U-S-W-E-B-B. Just click on that link, it'll take you directly to the show, and you can listen to the podcast and share it with your friends. That's going to do it for us for this edition of Conversations Live. I'll be back with you guys for the primetime edition at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central. That's 5 p.m. for our friends on the West Coast. Until then, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and also a great book. Thanks for listening to Conversations Live. Have a great one.